For me, when I first got saved, in the first couple of months I was a Christian, the hottest meeting for me was on Monday night at the Charismatic Church, the Catholic Church. Charismatic Catholic Mass. That was my hottest meeting. I go to Mass every Monday, and there'd be just like 30 Catholics in there, and most of them were all women. There'd only be like three guys, and none were young. And so they just loved it that I was showing up in these meetings, one guy kind of on a guitar leading worship, Spirit of God, fall on me, and all these crazy songs. And I was like, I loved it. And then there was opportunity for open mic, and people could give words of knowledge, and people could give prophecies, and then we get to pray for people at the end. That was the hottest thing going for me on Monday nights, and I was there the whole time. And then I got involved in this little home group that was connected to this Catholic church, and they asked me to come to their home meeting. And so I'm saved, and I'm kind of feeling like a giant. I've already been involved in casting out demons and discerning spirits and getting prophecy and all this. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues hours every day. And I'm saved, and I had a dramatic salvation experience. And then I'm in this little home group, and I don't know, maybe 20, 30 people in this little home group. And there's a gentleman that's leading the meeting. He was a young guy, actually an older guy, that kind of discipled me in the prophetic. His name was Frenchie. I'm not going to get into the whole story of Frenchie. Some of you may have heard my Frenchie stories, but that's another day. So this guy was a seer prophet. I would put him up there like a Bob Jones, honestly. This guy was one of the most accurate prophetic people that I've ever met. And I hung out with him for like 2-3 months. And he was the one that was leading this little charismatic meeting. And he was a seer prophet. So he'd always be looking at people and seeing their sickness, like an x-ray. He'd look, I see that tumor in your body. I see your enlarged heart. And I mean, just like he was an x-ray machine. He could look at people and see your sicknesses. He'd look at people and he'd see your demons. That you'd walk into a room and he'd see the demon that came in the room with you. You just came into the room and this is what followed you into the room. And he was just a seer, you know. People were getting healed on his boat. He lived on a fishing boat down on the wharf. He put his boat on the water and kind of lived out there. He would come down to his boat every day to get ministry and get healing, you know. There'd be people in groups of 3 or 4 all day long coming in and out of his boat, and he'd be teaching them revelation. So he's got me in this meeting, and he's leading this meeting, this little charismatic Catholic meeting, and they're focusing on the gifts of the Spirit. And as I'm sitting there, I hear the audible voice of the Lord, and here's what God says to me. He says, Todd, go up to Frenchie and tell him that you have a demon. I said, what? I'm hearing the voice of God, and the audible voice of God says to me, a spirit-filled, born-again Christian, praying hours a day, reading the New Testament in one sitting. I mean, in church, you know, I was in men's group on Tuesday night, in church on Sunday, in Mass on Monday, like anywhere that I was out in the streets every day. I was like, what? Tell him I have a demon. I said, how can I have a demon? Yeah, I don't have a demon. And so he said, yeah, I want you to go tell him that you have a demon. And so right in the middle of this service, I walk up to him and I whisper into his ears, Frenchie, I have a, and I start manifesting a demon. In fact, it wasn't my voice anymore. I was so possessed by this spirit that literally my voice started speaking in another voice. But yet, I was still aware of the fact that I'm Todd Bentley. I'm here. There's a voice speaking out of my mouth that's not my voice, but I have no control. I can't get myself back, and I can feel something rising up, and through my flesh, not my spirit, but through my flesh, there's a demonic power controlling me. It throws me onto the floor, and I start writhing like a snake. I smash the coffee table, and I start grabbing people that are in the room, and I'm just throwing them around up against the bookcase. I mean, I'm thrashing this lady's house, and I'm like an uncontrollable writhing serpent on the floor, speaking in a different voice and cursing and profanities coming out of my mouth. And as that's happening, I'm saying, I love Jesus. This can't be happening to me. I don't have demons. I love Jesus. And the whole time I'm cursing the very people that I love, and I can't stop, you know. And so he jumps on me and he starts performing deliverance. And the first spirit that came out of me was fear. That was the first demon. It was a demon of fear. And then he starts dealing with all these other demonic spirits. And every time he would call out another spirit, but he was operating in the gift of the discerning spirits, he'd call out another spirit's name, and I'd get more violent. And it took like 8 people to try to hold me down. They were sitting on my body, sitting on my legs and on my arms and whatever, and I'm still writhing up and down. And 25 demons were cast out of me that night. And so I said, wow, God, What was that all about? He said, you were oppressed. You brought all that demonic baggage in, and yeah, you got saved and your spirit was born again, but in your mind and in your soul and your emotions, there was still open doors and demonic oppression. And, you know, I've been involved in the occultic type stuff and satanic worship and all kinds of crazy stuff. And when I first got saved, the demonic started showing up unlike anything that I had seen even before I was a Christian. And I thought, this is crazy. It would just start breaking out. I'd be laying in my house. Now, my mom, I lived in my apartment, or in my apartment with my mom when I was 18. That was right after my salvation experience. And my mom is totally deaf. And she would go to bed early every night, you know, at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And I'd be up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning praying, reading the Bible, watching stuff on TV. And I'd just been saved about 2 months. And I came out of everything, you know, that was involved with the demonic, and especially in the whole world of music and satanic music and the whole thing. And I'd be lying there at 2 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden I would hear noises in my mom's bedroom, like growling noises and scratching noises in the ceiling. And I was thinking, this is The Exorcist. Not that any of you have ever seen the movie The Exorcist, but I thought, my God, how can this be happening? It's so real, you know? And then all of a sudden I would hear like 10, it was as if 10 people we're fighting in my mom's bedroom, and I'd hear all these voices, and I'd hear stuff smashing and mirrors breaking and dressers falling over and like people tusking on the ground. And I would get up and I'd run down the hallway. I'd open the door. Nothing was out of place. And my mom would be fast asleep in her bed. Okay, so the first time it happened, I didn't think anything of it. I thought, this is crazy. I must be having a prophetic experience. And the next day, I'm lying there, it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning again, and I hear the same ruckus. And I jump up again, and I run down, and I open my mom's door. And this time, my mom, her body is totally turned, and instead of laying in her bed, she's laying across her pillows, where the pillows would be, and she's got her feet up on the dresser. And she's fast asleep. I mean, it was crazy. Then the next night, it happened again. 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard all this ruckus. I'd run into my mom's room, and this time, she's on the floor crying, and her arm is totally broken. And I said, Mom, what happened? And to this day, well, my mom's in heaven now, but my family to this day believes, because there was a time in my life, I was a young man, and I was so filled with rage, you know, at 12 years old, I did beat my mother, you know, not proud of it. And I repented and got things right with mom on my wedding day and the whole thing. But there was a time in my life I was very angry and I did beat my mother. But in this case, 18, I didn't touch my mother. And, you know, her arm's broken. So they thought it was me coming into the room in the middle of the night, my family even to this day, and beating my mother up in the middle of the night. And she ended up going to the hospital. And this thing continued for like a week long, every night, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, sounded like 10 people in my mom's room, stuff smashing, dressers falling over, total chaos. And my mom would be levitating. Her body would contort in the bed. She'd be on the floor. She'd, you know, and happened bruises on her body and all this stuff. And then one day I got up to get a cup of coffee. And I'm looking at the coffee machine, and I'm making the coffee, and there's the cupboard right above the coffee makers where we kind of keep the coffee cups. And it's just a normal cupboard, just totally normal. I've got the coffee percolating. I think I'm going to run outside and check the mail, come back in and have a cup of coffee. So I close the cupboard. It's totally normal. The coffee's percolating. I go outside. I get the mail. I come back in from getting the mail. I go back into the kitchen to pour myself a cup of coffee, and I look at the cupboard, and in the cupboard, scratched upside down, was 666 with black paint. I hadn't been gone from the apartment 5 minutes. I locked the door. I come back in. It supernaturally materialized right out of the cupboard, 666 upside down. And so that was my introduction to demons are real and they're messing around with me. And they don't want me to know who I am in Christ. And this is real business. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but true demonic powers and spiritual hosts of wickedness. And my eyes were open that day in those first 2, 3 months as a young Christian to the reality of demonic power, demonic oppression. Spirits are real, and they want to mess around with me. And so I've been here to find out who I am and my authority. And so that was my journey into deliverance ministry. And so nobody's been able to tell me, well, you know, devils aren't real and I don't believe in spirits and I don't believe Christians can have demons and there's no need for Christians after the moment of salvation to have to go through any kind of healing and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, dude, whatever. Okay,